USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump delivered remarks to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland before signing the National Defense Authorization Act. He also said a brand new military service is being created.
With my signature today, you will witness the birth of the Space Force, and that will be now officially the sixth branch of the United States Armed Forces. That is something really incredible.
President Trump's impeachment trial may be officially stalled, but behind the scenes, House Democrats are getting ready. Staff for the key House committees are expected to work over the holiday recess, consulting with Democratic leadership and preparing for the trial. But that depends on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she won't send articles of impeachment to the Senate until parameters for a Senate trial are set. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The flu outbreak is getting worse, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The state of Minnesota reporting three more deaths and 60 schools there are affected. An entire school district in Atlanta closed early for the holiday break because of the flu. And Arizona is dealing with more than 4,300 cases so far this season, including about 900 reported in just the past week. A report from the pharmacy chain Walgreens shows the worst hit areas are Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee.
The Senate approved a bill to crack down on robocalls, sending to President Trump a measure meant to combat a persistent and costly problem for Americans. The bill, which the president is expected to sign, would stiffen enforcement and require that phone companies offer free consumer tools to identify and block scam calls. It also calls for tougher fines when individuals violate the law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A former Nike contractor who's transgender is seeking $1.1 million in damages from the company for allegedly allowing gender identity-based harassment. USA's John Hunt has the story.
According to the civil lawsuit filed this week, Nike and Maine's Brady Group, a staffing firm that hires workers for Nike, discriminated against computer engineer Jazz Lyles, who identifies as transmasculine and prefers the pronouns they, him, and their. The complaint was filed with Multnomah Circuit Court in Oregon. During Lyles' tenure at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018, the engineer was continuously misgendered by coworkers. While Lyles notified management about the issue multiple times, the company allegedly failed to implement any policy, procedure, or training around the use of gender pronouns in their workplace. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Prince Philip has been admitted to a London hospital as a precautionary measure, according to Buckingham Palace. They said he was in the hospital for observation and treatment of a pre-existing condition. The Duke of Edinburgh, who's 98, stopped attending public engagements in 2017. He'd been at the royal family's estate in eastern England, where Queen Elizabeth and her family usually spend their Christmas holiday. The palace said Philip didn't travel by ambulance, and it wasn't an emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.